سورة الواقعة. سيدنا عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ relates that I heard Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم say, the one who reads سورة الواقعة every night, poverty will not befall him. Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, سورة الواقعة is سورة الخناء, the surah of wealth. Therefore, read it yourself and teach it to your children. عبداللہ بن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ says that I heard Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم say, the person who reads Suratul Waqi'ah every night, poverty will never befall him. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I have instructed my daughters to read it every night.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The day of Jumu'ah has begun after Maghrib. So it's a very auspicious day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has exhorted us to increase our durood sharif upon him. And also we are in the Mubarak days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days. And we mentioned last week Jumu'ah, the significance, the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Various ahadiths have been mentioned regarding the auspicious nature of these days and these nights. Also particularly in one riwayat, which has it has been stated that during these nights and during these days, the person should increase the tahleel, takbir and tahmeed. That is, he should increase La ilaha illallah, the recitation of La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and Alhamdulillah. So these are, in other words, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be increased during these nights. Whatever ibadat we make, there is no specific ibadat or any specific dua to be made. Rasulullah has mentioned this hadith that a person should increase the dhikr of Allah. In other words, he should say La ilaha illallah. The word tahleel has been mentioned, takbir has been mentioned, and tahmeed. So we should increase our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Qur'an. During the day, a person can keep roza, especially on the day of Arafat, or the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, which will be on Sunday. You know, the Hujjaj will leave on the 8th, that is Saturday, inshallah. The Hujjaj will all leave for Mina. And on the 9th, they will make the wukuf in Arafat, may Allah ta'ala accept the hajj of all the Hujjaj have gone. And as I mentioned on Friday, one brother came to me just after that, 2 days after that, and he said, Mawlana, you mentioned that we should ask some friend of ours or some family member who's gone for Hajj to make dua for us and istighfar on our behalf, because Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj wa liman istaghfar lahu al Hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the Haji, and also for all those people, the Haji will ask forgiveness on their behalf, forgive them also. So this brother said, I'm not from here. I'm from out of Durban. I don't know any friend or any family member who has gone. So, if I know somebody who is there, can I please, on his behalf, request that this Haji makes dua for him as well. So we should ask our friends, family members who have gone, that they should make a lot of dua for us, because the Haji is the delegation of Allah. The duas are maqbool. And us, we at home, so we also have these Mubarak days. And on Sunday, we should try and keep roza. The benefit of fasting on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is all the minor sins of the past year are forgiven, and even the future year. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. And during these days and nights, we should be very particular not to indulge in any sin all the time, but specifically these days, which are very Mubarak in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith we mentioned on Friday, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِنَ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ. That a'amale saliha, good deeds, whether it is sadaqah, whether it is roza, whether it is tilawat of Quran, or dhikrullah, or nafil salat, whatever it is, a'amale saliha are most beloved to Allah Ta'ala than during these days in any other day of the year. So from this we understand the importance of and significance of these days. We still have a few more days left, and on Monday will be Eid al-Adha, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala bless all of us, especially that part of the ummah which is suffering, that part of the ummah which won't see the Eid like how we will be enjoying, because they have no homes, they've got no food, they've got nothing. And those masoom children, we just see them lying on the floor, hardly anything to cover themselves. They've got no milk to drink, they've got no water. What takleef they may be going through. When Allah has given us so much, we should be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and special dua during these nights for that ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is suffering. Whichever country in the world, wherever they may be, these are our brothers and sisters. And if we cry and shed those tears, those genuine sincere tears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our dua and our sincerity in our heart. Person doesn't have to be a pious person, then only his dua is accepted. Of course, person who is pious becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah accepts every person's dua. As long as the food that we consume, our source of income is halal, and we're not asking for something which is haram, Allah accepts our duas. And these are the occasions we have where Allah's mercy is coming down. We should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah, Allah remove the suffering of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ومموز بلبن الله مموز كريم رحيم الله. يا الله، in these mubarak days and nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have taken a qasam on these days and nights, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are more blessed days, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our friends, our musallis, our mutalliqeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we have committed, my Allah. Every major sin, every minor sin, knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever gunas we have performed, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever wrongs we have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. We are ungrateful to you, my Allah. We have not made shukr properly, my Allah. We have not made your ibadat properly, my Allah. We have not shown contentment, my Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't made sabr on, ya Allah, on the different ta'at you have given us, ya Allah. We haven't made sabr on musibat, my Allah. We haven't made sabr from ma'asiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Our hearts have become hardened, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded and rusted, my Allah, with sins. Ya Allah, wash away those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make us nek and salih, my Allah. Make us righteous and pious servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is your beloved ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah, help us, protect us, my Allah. So many of the ummat, my Allah. Oh, Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah, suffering, my Allah. Masoom children are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, elderly people are suffering, my Allah. Every day we read about, ya Allah, these bombings, my Allah. And bodies are found under rubble, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Ya Allah, ab tu raham farma. Ya Allah, ab tu karam farma. Ya Allah, these are mubarak lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at some sincerity of some person sitting here tonight, my Allah. Some masoom child or some person who's listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Hujjaj will be coming out now, my Allah. They will go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, they will perform Hajj, my Allah. It is a day, Allah, especially Muzdalifa and Arafat, when Shaitan is most disgraced, my Allah. When you forgive so many Hujjaj, my Allah. Forgive the Hujjaj, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Grant them with Hajj Mabroor, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept their duas, my Allah. Especially duas on behalf of the Ummat, my Allah. Change the condition of the Ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever there's war taking place, Ya Allah, stop those wars, my Allah. Let there be peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the people, my Allah. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu madad farma. Tu nusrat farma. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hum dhaif hai, hum ajiz hai. We are helpless, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are most powerful, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are khaliq al-raziq, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, halawat of iman, sweetness of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the mubarak day of Eid al-Adha, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us make our qurbani properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the correct adab and etiquettes, my Allah. With ikhlas, my Allah. Accept our sacrifices that we'll be making, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let it happen that we don't make qurbani when qurbani is wajib upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So many people who were here with us previously, Ya Allah, they are no longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, ulama have passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Mawlana Madni from Camperdown passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant him maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant him the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, like that, so many people have lost family members and friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all those children and all those family people sabr jameel and those marhumin jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, give us maut and iman. Ya Allah, make us live with iman and die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, let our maut be in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, let our baril be in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the day of qiyamah. Oh, the kuthr water from his mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our nasl, our progeny, my Allah. The entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters have hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, all those who have got financial difficulties, remove the difficulties, my Allah. Whatever problems that, Ya Allah, mashakil, masaib we have, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Accept all good works of thee, da'wat and tabliq, the effort of the mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, makatib, hifz classes, Ya Allah, darul ulooms, Ya Allah, different organizations, whatever good work is being taken, Ya Allah, taking place, Ya Allah, grant each person was an ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.